Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Interesting answer, I thought, from Craig Breslow about Alex Cora. Is Alex on board? Oh, yeah, big
Every
time.
Every step of the way.
Keep him in the loop, big time. No better manager.
We have a lot of correspondence.
For this team.
Yep.
Now that Devers is gone. So I think good move by Breslow. These two don't get along. They're not aligned whatsoever. But Breslow's not letting Cora off the hook. Like, nope. Well, I don't know if Cora really wanted to do it. Like, no.
Yeah, he did.
Alex knew about it. He wanted to do it. He's happy it's done. Great manager for this spot. Like, good job, Breslow.
He can tweet out gracias all he wants, but he was on board.
Yeah. Cora's going to take all these little shots at you, and he's going to show you up with Roman Anthony working out in the outfield. Like, look, this is what I got. He's going to do all this passive-aggressive crap. Go right back at him.
Right now, who does John Henry like more?
Breslow.
Breslow or Cora? Breslow. Definitely Breslow. Breslow did what he wanted him to do. Cora could not.
The only reason.
Henry was like, hey, Cora, can you get him to play first? And Cora's like, no.
The only reason.
No, I can't.
The only reason Cora's here is because they just paid him.
Yeah.
If Cora had a year left on his deal or something like that,
at one point, I think,
fired a month ago.
At one point, I think Henry loved Cora and you know, Werner and Kennedy, all those guys. Like, I think they were obsessed with Cora. You know, winning the World Series in 18 goes a long way, but they stuck by him. They brought him right back after he got suspended by baseball. Like, they loved this guy. But I don't know, like these last place finishes and missing the playoffs, that's going to have its toll as well.
And the Devers thing.
I mean, and Cora, the Devers thing is pretty bad.
The way Cora handled the whole Devers back and forth was a joke.
They botched it.
Honestly, if he didn't have a contract, that's fireable regardless of what the team's doing record-wise.
Cora would have a little bit more of a defense if Breslow was the one pushing for Bregman. And Cora was like, this is going to create a problem. No. It was the other way around. Cora was like, we need Bregman. And Breslow's like, I don't think so.
And yet somehow Breslow's the bad guy and Devers is mine. Even though Cora's the one that wanted Bregman. So Cora's a weasel when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah.
And good job, Craig.
Here you go, Craig.
Drop this in Cora's lap. No.
Yep.
He's on board. He wanted to do it. He can pretend he didn't want to do it all he wants. But guess what? Nope. He was on board. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937.
Also,
yes?
You can hear from Alex Cora today.
Oh, good call, yes.
On WEEI afternoons, 5:30.
Okay.
Local time.
Local time.
So it's 2:30 Cora time out in Seattle, 5:30 local time.
And I want to emphasize, he's scheduled for that interview.
Fair. He has not always hit his mark.
He's ducked out of some of these, but he is scheduled for 5:30 WEEI afternoons. Make sure you catch it.
I have some other good news for you.
Oh, good.
So last night, I don't know if everybody stayed up.
Isn't it the same time as the Devers press conference?
Ooh, it might be.
It might be. 2:30 Pacific time.
Good point. Dueling pressers.
Wow.
I'd listen to Cora and then catch up on Devers.
I would for sure listen to Cora
after
first.
The fact. I know what you're going to say, though, Keith. Keith said this to me off the air.
Hey, like this, guys.
This blew my mind. I legitimately did not know this.
Hopefully everybody's seated, and if you're driving, two hands on the wheel here. You don't want to jerk it off the road. The car, I mean.
Jeff Toobin.
You may have missed this. Last night, deep into the night, so at 12:15 or so, the game came to a close. They defeated the Seattle Mariners. 2-0 was the game. Great game.
So I knew that.
The Red Sox now are in the playoffs. They are the third wild card team. They are a playoff team as of right now.
They've been so bad and so far away from the playoff line, I hadn't even bothered to look at the standings.
Yeah.
They woke up today, in the first day without Devers, they won.
In the playoffs.
Roman Anthony hit hit a home run. And they woke up today in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were, I think they were a half game behind Seattle.
That's funny how that works.
Boom.
That's crazy how that works out. Wow.
As of right now, there would be four AL East teams in the playoffs.
Hmm.
So they're right there. They're a half game up on the Mariners and the Twins. They're a game up on the Rangers and the Guardians. So it's crowded. But as of today, they are the third wild card team.
Real quick, that Anthony home run.
Awesome. Pretty sweet.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet. I let the dog out right as that was happening.
You missed it?
Well, I saw the replay.
Smoked
it. I came back in. I was like, crap, I just missed that thing.
And he was doing their little hit celebration as he was running the bases.
I like that. I do like that.
This guy gets it.
He is hitting third. Which, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on the kid, but go right ahead and hit third.
I think it was 2 weeks ago when he was doing the front office report with Greg and them, and they were like, "How, you know, where's Roman Anthony?" And he's like, "Well, you know, like, we'll call him up now, like, kind of a lot of pressure on him." It's like, or you trade your best hitter, and then you bring this guy up, and you have him hit third, and you have Meyer hitting fifth. No pressure there. Like, hey, guys, we got rid of Devers. Bregman's still hurt, so we're going to need you guys to carry the entire offense.
Yeah,
no pressure there.
No, not too much on you guys. You're not the face of the franchise now or anything like that.
Yeah.
But whatever. I think these kids can handle it, which maybe is crazy because they're all hitting 225 or below.
They're not hitting
Campbell,
well.
Campbell, Anthony's, I think, now hitting 100.
Campbell's a waste at
Campbell
DH.
Has the best average out of all of them.
I know.
Campbell's got the highest average out of all three. He feels like the worst.
Yeah, but Meyer has a double-dong game.
Yeah.
Once you have a double-dong game, you're doing all right.
You've graduated.
No, Meyer's hitting 208. Anthony's hitting 095.
Okay, so not even 100. And Campbell's at 225, isn't
Christian Campbell's 227.
Oh!
Yeah, let's go.
Yep.
The only one hitting above his weight, probably?
Definitely.
Oh, no, Meyer, you think Meyer's 208? Are you kind of a hoss?
Oh, Meyer's 208. His hands are 208.
Meyer's got big mitts. Yeah, he's listed at 188.
Oh.
That might have been before camp.
Yeah.
So he's right around his weight.
He's around his weight.
Anthony's not even hitting his sister's weight. And then you have Christian Campbell, who's 227.
Yeah, Campbell's crushing it.
Yeah.
From that standpoint.
Roman Anthony, that was a stinger last night. That might have unlocked him, I think.
Well,
I think he's unlocked.
I mean, the rest of the game would the rest of the game would disagree with it. But yeah, no, that first at bat was good.
Yeah, but you don't want to like get greedy. You like hit the home run.
Your night's over.
Yeah, your night's over.
We got enough offense. We got Giolito on the mound.
Giolito's
we got enough offense.
Hucking gas on the mound right now. Punching guys out left and right. Find out in Grab Bag if he was one of the best baseball performers from last night.
Oh.
Giolito?
Yeah, long tease.
Tune in to find out.
617-779-7937. Let's get to some thoughts here before we get into the Red Sox and their culture. George is in Warwick. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Adam, I'm with you. I think that Jordan Hicks was a bit of an offset to salary. His performance hasn't been great.
Nope.
He signed a four-year deal as a starting pitcher, which is where he wanted to be. And they moved him. The Giants moved him to the bullpen very recently. And unlike Devers, at least Jordan Hicks said, this isn't where I want to be, but I'll do what I can do here in this new role. So he's coming over here not really thrilled with being in the bullpen, but where's he going to go? How's he going to fit? What are they going to do here?
Bullpen.
Breslow made it pretty clear last night.
Yeah.
Bullpen. He's going to be the, I don't know, sixth inning guy.
Okay, and if he refuses, then he's an a-hole too.
Yeah,
but something tells me, I bet he's going to move.
He also
and
was
I bet
never
he'll do
a starter
it.
Before last year.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
Bullpen arm, fine. He's irrelevant to the deal. To me, it's almost all Harrison. If one of these high A prospects hit, fine.
Tibbs the third.
Bayo the second.
Second
Bayo.
Another Bayo.
Yeah. Another bail.
Quick update. Alex Cora is going to join the afternoon show 5:15. 5:15.
No more dueling press conferences.
No, so set your alarm a little earlier. 5:15.
I want to emphasize he's scheduled at that point in time. Jay is in South Boston. Hello, Jay.
Jay?
Morning. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the topic. I just have this two things quickly to say. One, can't believe anything coming out of Craig Breslow's mouth. He's a complete liar, complete dink. You come here, you're saying that, you know, Cora's doing a great job covering or managing the personalities. You're making it seem like, you know, everything's hashed out. And then to do this is a complete salary dump. And I want you guys to go to Fenway, pay the prices you got to pay for the tickets, pay for the food, and sit here and ask, do we really deserve a salary dump? The amount of money that's being spent to even attend one of these games is disrespectful to the fans as well as the franchise.
Yeah, so I get that. Shaughnessy wrote about this yesterday. He's right.
Yeah.
It's a salary dump, and they're asking you to pay all this money and, you know, show up and do it. I mean, fans do, whether you're a Red Sox fan, whether you're an out-of-town fan. They're making money hand over fist over there, which, is completely and totally
disgusting the way they keep dumping these contracts.
The Guardians are doing $2 beer nights.
So, yeah.
$2 a cold, ice cold beer out
there. Want high vibes.
Holy mackerel.
That's how you get the vibes
up. All you can eat buffet? Jones. This is living. I was like, this can't be the same world.
So, no, I mean, they should have eaten more of the salary to get a better return.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That doesn't change the fact I wanted Devers the hell out of here. And I think the team, and I didn't realize they woke up today in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think the team is better off, not on paper,
yeah,
without Devers. Like, you got to replace those numbers. I get it. But you're also going to have a more harmonious situation. And I do think if you can get something out of Anthony and Meyer, maybe last night was just the tip of the iceberg.
You hit a dinger.
Campbell as well.
Yep.
I do think you can start to replicate some of that production.
So this doesn't help.
And be a team that's better off for it.
In the immediacy of the trade, this doesn't help. If you're not going to swallow some of the salary and get better prospects in return, you have to reinvest that money. And I think a lot of fans, rightfully so, are concerned about that.
They should be.
But if they go out and trade for... Now, this is tough. Like, is there going to be a trade and then a new contract, or do you have to wait until free agency? That's sort of the deadline for me to sort of say just how bad the return was on Devers. If you trade right now for Kyle Tucker, my guy, and you give him a big extension, great. I love the deal even more. If you wait till the offseason, throw a ton of money at Pete Alonso, bring him in, he's your right-handed hitting first baseman for a long time, throw a lot of money his way, great, you did a good job. If you do nothing to increase salary this season, like meaning between now and the deadline, and you have a quiet, we were interested in free agency, then the return looks way worse.
Not going to play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not going to play at all. So that's fair. I just think in the meantime, it's fair to rip them and question if they're going to spend the money. And if they spend the money, I'll give them credit.
Yeah, right.
But I'm not holding my breath they're landing Kyle Tucker.
No,
I'm not holding my breath
not.
They're getting Pete Alonso, although that one feels more realistic.
Yeah.
But I don't. If they do, credit to them.
Yeah.
But I don't believe they're going to be doing that.
Yeah, because if the plan really was Vlad Guerrero, that's unbelievable. But that's out the window. The Blue Jays just gave him $500 million. So they need to come up with something else. And it can't be the next Adam Duvall, next Justin Turner. Like, you need to find a guy, identify a player, and put some real resources into it.
So I was surprised watching the Zoom last night. Not as surprised
by what?
As some of the backgrounds that I saw from some of the beat reporters,
yep,
as the Twitch chat said, putting on their most crumpled up polo to dress up.
It's a, yeah.
Well, it was 8 o'clock at night.
For the Zoom.
That's true. I would have fit right in with some of these wardrobe choices.
You would be right there. Yeah. But I was surprised to see Jeff Passan, like 40 minutes, in, 35 minutes in, all of a sudden just Jeff Passan's just sitting on the Zoom.
Like, you get a bad link? What happened?
Asking a question. Here's a quick back and forth. I thought it was a good job by Passan trying to trap Breslow here. Before we wriggled out, here's that exchange.
Sam, Craig, can you guys explain what you want your identity, culture, and environment to be that it wasn't with Rafael Devers?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk about my experiences on championship caliber teams, and the unfortunately, I keep going back to this, but what it keeps coming to is this idea that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, that each individual is contributing and finding a way to help a team win, whether that is in the batter's box, on the pitcher's mound, on the bases, on defense, in the clubhouse, on the bench. It's the willingness to step up and sacrifice at times of need, and essentially kind of do whatever is necessary to help the team win. And I think that's the identity, this relentless pursuit of winning that we're looking for. It's the identity that the World Series championship teams had in the past.
So which of those was he not fulfilling?
Yeah, I don't think it makes sense at this point to kind of be overly pointed or critical. I think we failed to reach that alignment. It was a really strong fit here for a really long time, and then became evident that it had started to diverge. And so, I think best to identify it, own it, and act decisively to fix it.
The alignment was off. Clearly the alignment was off. That was one of the buzzwords last night. But he kind of presents it in a way where we kind of know, like, it's Passan's follow-up. He just wanted to kind of get Breslow to say it, but it was pretty clear. If you're like, we want everybody kind of pushing in the right direction, and we want, guys to be like, put the team first kind of thing. But one of the things he does mention is, like, you got to help the team, and whether it's like in the batter's box or blah, 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 it's like, well, in the batter's box, he's doing it. So for the fans that are really pissed off, you would say, all right, not every guy is going to be the greatest teammate in the world.
He's kind of doing it. I mean, I think he's a little overstated, but in the batter's box, like I would count that as like hustling down to first base. Like he's not really doing it even in that regard.
Yeah, but I would say as far as like soccer dingers,
the production's
like,
been there.
And like, yeah, the OPS is good. He's having a good year. And like what you paid him for at the time, you didn't pay him for his glove at third base. So now he's not even doing that. You're paying him for his stick. And right now he's at least living up to that. He's not having any worse of a year. Like he's on track to like a normal Devers year, but it's all the other stuff. It's all the other stuff. They're like, hey, will you at least maybe think of the team? And he's like, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
I'm about
and
me.
They're like, all right, well then, see you later.
In fact, Christian Campbell wants to play first base. I have a problem with him.
You're like, wait, what? I'm such a bad teammate. I hate good teammates even more.
And I have I have David Ortiz on mute.
Yeah.
I have a problem with Christian Campbell wanting to play first base. So, right, Passan just wanted him to say it. Good little trap by Passan. Yep. Like, hey, what'd you want for culture, this and that? I'm sorry, where did Devers not do it?
Yeah.
And it's like
he's like, what do you think?
He wanted him to say it, but to me, I think it was Kansas City. I think when John Henry got on a flight to go meet with him and he told the guy paying him $250 million, or he thought, $313 million total over the life of the contract. When he told that guy no, you're done.
Yeah.
You're out. What are we paying you for? What do you do? And I do allow for, you know, the idea that something happened this weekend against New York. Like, do you allow for that at all, where something behind the scenes that we don't even know about yet was why they rushed it? Because a couple of different times, you'll hear this later.
I think they've been talking about it a couple of weeks, and I think San Francisco is probably like, well, are we doing this or not?
Maybe. Or maybe they were like, San Francisco, this is the best we're offering, and then something happened with the Yankees this weekend, and they're like, fine, we'll take it. But Breslow acknowledged that the timing is not ideal. It was not good timing. And Breslow said that last night. He said it again this morning with Greg.
True.
Yeah, the timing wasn't great. So, look, I'm not telling you I know anything happened in New York, but let's see if that comes out. I don't like that they took the high road on that answer. I wish they let that fly a little bit more. And I'm curious when Devers talks if he'll let it fly at all.
I think he has a history of it. I think he will. It's a matter of like, is he going to be the it's behind me, I'm just going to move on, or is he going to sort of have a few shots in there? And you brought up a good point yesterday. This whole time where we've gone through a lot of Devers press conferences, he has had a Red Sox employee as the translator. He's not going to have that guy now. So I think if they're ripping the Red Sox, why would the Giants guy step in the way of that?
I don't care.
He's going to let it rip. So I am interested to hear what he has to say, too.
And don't forget, you could tune in for Alex Cora today at 5:15 on WEEI Afternoons. 617-779-7937. I think it's fair to call the Devers trade an impactful one, Keith. Just how impactful?
Oh.
We'll tear off the most impactful Red Sox trades since 2000, I want you to hear this, because I can.
What about the Pedro trade, you morons?
I can envision the text line just flooded with Babe Ruth texts and things like this. So no. Most impactful trades since 2000. We're gonna tier those off on a Tier Tuesday right after Trending with Billy Land.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We're going to tear off the most impactful Red Sox trades since 2000.
Since 2000.
The year 2000
the year
is the
2000.
Cutoff. Anything in the 90s or, you know,
doesn't count.
The early
80s,
1900s, 70s. they don't apply to this specific list, this tier.
Babe Ruth.
I would not include that in this group. As you said earlier, Pedro, not included.
Not Pedro, no.
Most impactful Red Sox trade since 2000. What are our tier
You know
options?
They had Jeff Bagwell, Jones? Sox had Bagwell?
Yeah, did you ever hear about that?
So, yeah, since 2000, I think we only need three tiers. We can always add or subtract as we go.
Okay.
Top tier, very simple. I loved it.
I loved it.
Those are the trades that we loved.
Okay. But like really, really, deep voice loved.
Now, the middle tier, it's complicated. These are the ones where you're like, all right, on the surface, you might say that's a bad trade. But you're like, well, why did this trade have to happen?
What year did that come out? It'd be great if it was 2000. That'd be great synergy.
It's right around there.
Yeah. Gotta be.
Yeah.
Still stands up. That one still stands the test of time.
What a banger.
And then the last one.
0-2, for the record.
Perfect.
0-2, yeah.
Perfect. And then the last one, just trash.
I think it's trash.
That guy's name may come up in here.
Might be directly associated.
Might be in there, but that would be the trash trades.
That's here, yeah.
So we have several to go through, and Billy will throw them our way, and then we'll tear them up.
Okay.
All right, first one, Mookie Betts, David Price for Alex Verdugo, Jeta Downs, and Connor Wong.
I think it's trash.
That's the face of trash.
That's the trashiest of all the trash trades in recent baseball history. I mean, that is one that... You can be mad at ownership for moving on. You can be mad at Mookie Betts if you want in the middle there. You can be mad at Chaim Bloom for the return. You can be mad at Verdugo for being a clown and everything else. Like, that is the trashiest of all the trash trades recent baseball
what
history.
What would have been worse? So the Angels probably should have traded Shohei Ohtani, and they didn't. They let him play out the whole year, and then he walked away, and you got nothing for him. Should they have played Betts the whole they had him for one more year.
They should have traded Betts
the year
instead
before.
Of letting him walk away for nothing, but you needed a better return than this. So like in retrospect, if this was the return you were going to get, you should have just let him walk. You should have blamed it all on him.
Yeah.
Played out another year, been like this guy didn't want anything to do with us.
Or you should have made him the highest paid player in baseball
history. Of course.
And then just said, "Listen, you know, really force his hand.
Yeah.
Be like, you don't want to be here? We're putting $400 million on the table.
Once you knew you weren't going to come to an agreement with him, you made the incorrect decision to move on. Yeah, you needed to get something for him, but you needed more than that.
Remember the holdup, too? There's this big hoss of a reliever, Brewster Gratterall.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we want him. Actually, no, he's too fat. Because like that, it was announced that it was him. Then everybody started making fun of him. And then they're like, never mind. And then they got Jeter Downs.
I think it was supposed to be a three-team deal, wasn't it? Wasn't Gretterall supposed to go to the Twins?
Yeah, that sounds right.
But then he was going to come
here. And then the Twins backed out,
yeah.
And then they were just like, give us Gretterall. And then they're like, he's too fat. He's going to break down.
That's what it was. Yeah, they like failed his physical or something. He's probably the best player in the group.
He's easily the best player in the group.
Is he? Yeah. Connor Wong popped last year for a minute. Still no RBIs for Connor Wong.
No.
Anyway, that one's trash. What else we got?
Chris Sale for Vaughn Grissom.
So you would say it's complicated?
I would say this one's the return is trash.
The return is trash, and he won the Cy Young.
Yeah.
And he's good again this year.
But then he was hurt when it mattered most, like he always is.
Okay,
there's a complication level there.
There is some complication.
I don't miss Chris Sale one bit. I don't care that he won the Cy Young.
No,
I don't miss him at all.
Neither do I, but is it the return being so bad?
The return is trash.
Like, they don't have a second baseman.
But you can't count on Sale. It's complicated. No?
Well, no. I mean, I don't want to rewrite history here. Sale's falling off of bikes, and he's, punching monitors in Worcester. So he wasn't the most reliable guy. So I'll say it's complicated.
Even if for no other reason than just to hear that again.
He also played, like, in the last four seasons, but he had, like, 20 starts.
Yeah.
Like, he was a mess.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is...
All right.
The return was horrendous.
Okay.
But you can't trust that guy.
Yeah.
What else?
Chris Sale once again for Moncada, Kopech, and Prospects.
I loved it. Yeah.
I loved it. Now, obviously, he wasn't as good as long as you wanted him to be, but those first couple of years, he was electric.
And they gave up nothing.
None of those guys came back to bite you. He was like, runner-up in the Cy Young his first year. Second year helped you win a World Series. So, yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Now, it got really bad, and they never should have extended him.
No. But the trade itself was, I loved it.
Loved it.
Okay, Rafael Devers for Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and two prospects.
Okay.
Most people are going to want to say trash.
A lot of fans say trash.
I think it's complicated. Guy's a trash teammate,
yeah,
as it turns out. So I would say it's complicated as well.
Yeah, if they had a better return, I would love it.
Yeah.
Retroactively, Kyle Harrison is, Chris Sale 2.0 early in his Red Sox career, something like that.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well then I love it. You don't even have to be that high of a level of a pitcher.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, no, right now it's complicated because I can't get on board fully with the return, but I have zero problem moving off that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh Beckett, Mike Lowell, Mota, and for Hanley, Annabelle Sanchez, and two prospects.
I loved it.
Now, Beckett was good every other year, but when he was good, he was great. And, you're not winning that 07 World Series without those two guys.
Even though Beckett was a maddening experience,
yeah,
chicken and beer, talk about fat and giving up and being a bad teammate. But
he was nails in the playoffs.
Without him in 07.
And Lowell. Lowell's good in 07. Yeah,
the World Series MVP.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's an I loved it type of deal.
And
that
Hanley
one
was
great.
Sick.
Also finished fifth in the MVP that year.
Who did, Beckett?
Mike Lowell. In 07.
Fifth in the
Mike
MVP?
Finished MVP voting.
What? Oh. Nick.
I'm looking right at it. 07 MVP 5.
You got to be high on drugs and alcohol.
I mean, he got
right
five
now.
Votes.
Fifth in the MVP? That's insanity.
How about that?
Dude,
I loved it even more
he
than
hit
I thought.
324 with 21 homers and 120 RBI. I do not remember that.
I go for a few more bombs there, but okay.
The MVP in 07. A-Rod, Maglio, Vladimir Guerrero, David Ortiz, Mike Lowell.
Wow.
All right, touche. Significantly higher than Rafael Devers has ever finished.
Yeah, I know I say a lot of things higher that are wrong, but I knew I was good on that.
You were looking right at it.
Talk about some good bar trivia, Nick. Good work.
That is incredible.
All right,
fifth in the MVP for Mike Lowell.
I love it even more than I thought I loved it.
What a stud.
Is there a higher tier?
No.
There isn't. We'll go with
it. Okay. Let's go!
Okay, what else?
Noma for Orlando Cabrera and Doug Mankiewicz.
All right, so the only question is this complicated or do you love it?
I mean, it led to them winning a World Series, but I think at the time, so unlike the Devers trade, we don't know how everything turns out. So this one is 20 years ago, so we know how it all turned out. But at the time, I probably hated it, but then they won, so I loved it. So does it maybe fall in the middle?
The reason I think it's complicated is because the return legitimately wasn't that good. Orlando Cabrera was a big league shortstop.
He was good.
Dave Roberts was a separate part.
Different deal.
It was a different deal. So if you could lump Dave Roberts on there, maybe.
Dougie Mankiewicz, though.
I think you got to say you love it in retrospect, but I don't want to overrate the return. I mean, Doug Mankiewicz came out and played first base in like the eighth and ninth inning of games. That's what he did. He just came out and stole the baseball.
Who caught the last out?
And then Cabrera was fine. So
good.
I'll go with I love it. Where are you? You're complicated.
I mean,
you
it's
love
complicated.
It? Billy,
want to break that tie?
Complicated.
Complicated.
I I mean, Nomar was a stud. Yeah, trading him was tough. That was a tough pill to swallow.
Before he was hurt and not very good, and he was never really good again.
He was Nomar.
He was getting MVP votes the year prior.
Yeah, he was.
What else?
Just like Mike Lowell, apparently.
Yeah, true, true.
Adrian Gonzalez, Josh Beckett, Kyle Crawford, Nick Punto for James Loney and prospects.
I mean, this people think the Devers move was a salary dump. This was insane. This was wild when it happened.
But didn't they have to get rid of all those guys?
I think they did. They were all bums.
Complicated?
Beckett at that point was a bum. Yep. Adrian Gonzalez was a...
He had one or two good years left.
Adrian Gonzalez was a selfish loser.
Yeah, yeah, oh, he was a loser. Loser, loser.
And Kyle Crawford. So, like... You know, you'd like them again to eat more of the salary instead of just straight salary dump to get a better return there.
Yeah.
But to me, yeah, that one I would say is complicated.
I would say complicated. A lot of these are complicated.
Yeah, is it a thick tier?
It's
got that girth surgery they were talking about on Greg's show?
Yeah, that sounded intense.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, sign me up.
Manny Ramirez, Craig Hansen, and Brandon Moss for Jason Bay.
Oh my God, hate it. Trash.
Trash.
Yes, dude. Trash. You traded Manny for Jason Bay? Trash.
I mean, they got to game 7 of the ALCS with Jason Bay.
He hit 40 dongs.
It was a settling
year.
Vote right there. It's
trash. Dude, Manny Ramirez almost won the MVP in the National League, and he played like 40 games.
Yeah.
He like couldn't get out. He hit like 500.
Yeah.
Trash.
Okay. Manny never won anything.
What did Jason Bay win?
Well, Jason Bay didn't win anything, but they won post-Manny.
Yeah, but not with Jason Bay.
No, not with Jason Bay, but they went
Jason
farther.
Bay
with,
won Rookie of the Year, didn't he?
They won farther. Yeah. They went farther with Jason Bay than the Dodgers went with Manny.
Is that true?
Yeah, Dodgers didn't get to a Game 7, did they? They were both in the championship series.
Oh, okay.
Did they get to a Game 7? I didn't think so.
I don't know.
Okay.
Trash.
I've been outvoted. I didn't even get a chance to vote. I've been outvoted. Trash. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
It's both these Dodgers deals, Betts and Manny. Trash trades.
True.
Kurt Schilling for Casey Fossum, Brandon Lyon, and two prospects.
Okay, that I
loved it.
I mean,
loved it.
Honestly,
I loved it.
It was so long ago, I kind of forgot that this would even be like in the grouping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That again, was right around Thanksgiving, right?
If you're just tuning in, these are post-2000. He had Thanksgiving.
Great story,
at
actually.
At Schilling's house and got food poisoning.
It was it Jed Hoyer got like sick as a dog because they poisoned his food?
That's right. Hoyer got food poisoning. Because, you know.
Who's that, the tryptophan? Like, no, I feel real sick. I don't know what you did to the bird. You know, I think you cooked the bird.
I don't need a nap. I need to go throw all this up.
You sure the turkey's ready in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
We just put it in the oven 20 minutes. It's ready to go.
Good to go.
I feel awful.
How could you not eat?
But they got him.
Bad of an awful of a guy as Schilling is. How could you not like that?
These are baseball trades.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
All right, last one. John Lester and Johnny Gomes for Yoenis Cespedes.
Trash butt.
Not a tier.
You and I both.
Yo, what a Cespedes.
You and I were working together when this happened.
Yeah.
I actually like this trade a lot when they did it.
Cespedes could hit dongs. He could fire the ball in from the outfield. But they also, they screwed this up. So they lowballed Lester and they like talk about just fracturing the relationship. This was a trash trade.
They screwed up the negotiations with Lester. Yeah. I actually thought they got a decent deal there. Wrong.
No.
In real time. No. But, yeah, no, that's a trash trade.
He's like
you guys believe that Cespedes was here for 51 games?
I was going to say, he is a forgotten.
Not enough.
No, seriously. Like, there's a whole.
Then they flipped him for Porcello.
Yeah, they flipped him for Porcello.
Who won a Cy Young.
Maybe not such a bad trade.
There's a group of guys who played for the Red Sox that they should do, like, a documentary on. Because it's, like, Victor Martinez, Adrian Beltre, Yoenis Cespedes, Cliff Floyd. Like, guys that you forgot were on the team.
Cliff Floyd, good one.
Carl Everett.
Yeah.
Although he was a little bit more impactful.
He's
like,
more memorable.
But those guys were such good players, and they kind of came and then like left. And you're like, wait, you had Adrian Beltre on the Red Sox? And it's like, yeah.
The thing that bothered me most about Victor Martinez is they let him walk. And I was like, he could easily go from catcher to first to DH, especially with Ortiz.
Wait, players do that?
And then he went
ping-pong around the different positions?
And
that's
then he
crazy.
Went to Detroit and played all three
it was
of those
awesome.
Positions. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, Victor Martinez was great.
Mm.
I remember the Indians had a Victor Martinez bobblehead night like a week after they traded him.
This guy just loves Cleveland baseball.
Dude, Cleveland's a hotbed. They're giving you
go there once
stuff.
And not be hooked.
Yeah, guys, just a Guardians fan now.
You get an ice cold $2 beer.
He does have a Surf and Sizemore bobblehead.
Surf and Sizemore bobblehead, which
point.
I got there.
That's a great point.
Free. I have an Emmanuel Classe jersey. I mean, my baseball jerseys are just been
all
like,
of a sudden.
Island.
All of a sudden, you have
she
a literal
pile
of jerseys.
Yeah,
fun.
I went from 0 to 3 in like a week.
Okay, so what are the tiers here, Keith? What do we settle on for impactful Red Sox trades? Again, just as a reminder, since 2000.
Since 2000.
Where'd we settle?
I loved it would be getting Chris Sale from the White Sox, would be getting Josh Beckett and Mike Lowell from the Marlins, and getting Kurt Schilling from the Snakes.
Okay, solid.
The it's complicated would be sending Chris Sale to the Braves, sending Rafael Devers to the Giants, sending Nomar to, what was it, the Cubs? And sending Beckett and all those guys, Adrian Gonzalez, Crawford, to the Dodgers on a salary dump.
Okay, perfect.
The trash deals were sending Mookie Betts to the Dodgers, sending Manny Ramirez to the Dodgers, trash trade.
I want the record to show I disagree with that.
Yep. It's fine. Majority rules. And sending John Lester to the A's. Those were the trash trades since 2000.
Okay.
Okay.
I know we say this every week. I think we nailed it.
Always nail it.
I think this one, outside of Manny's a little suspect. Otherwise,
no, I think we got him right where he needs to be.
Spot on.
Yeah, nailed it.
Spot on tiers. You'll see those at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram every Tier Tuesday here on WEEI. We'll get back to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Let's mix in some quick hoops thoughts as well. NBA Finals and Celtics may have a trade partner for Kristaps Porzingis.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Porzingis, we'll do that next. Oklahoma City Thunder, one game away from an NBA championship. We call that the first in franchise history, right, Keith?
Oh, yeah.
We don't give them the Sonics championships in their franchise history.
No, I don't think so. You don't wear the sweet Skyline jerseys. You don't get any credit for that. You're in Oklahoma City now.
It's different. I mean, I know Celtics fans do this all the time with the Lakers. Yeah. They're like, oh, well, some of their championships were in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
at least they kept the same name.
Still the Lakers.
This is very different.
Yeah.
But they're one win away from their first championship. Jalen Williams went nuts last night, 40 points. Tyrese Halliburton on the other side, dinged up, not himself. People wondering why Carlisle even stuck with him as long as he did before sitting him at the end of the game. So, it feels like OKC, and this has been a more back-and-forth series than I expected, but it feels like they're about to get crowned.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if Halliburton can bounce back from that, like, it seems like the Pacers are a hard team to write off. Like, could they force the game seven? Maybe they could. Like, they're a tough team.
I followed Nick's advice last night. I was ready to turn it off and take a snooze, and then I'm like, I should stick with this. I mean, I was going back and forth to
the
Sox.
Got it to about four.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't turn it off with that team, in fairness.
And what is it, Thursday? Next game is, right?
Probably.
It's not tonight.
They
obviously,
scheduled
it's
this
tomorrow.
Week. They're like, wait till the weekend.
But, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's a little bit banged up, like every day, every minute counts.
That's
so, like,
true.
maybe he'll be a little bit better off. I think Oklahoma City is still favored. They were favored last time for, like, 8.5. I think it's only 4.5 for the game Thursday. So I wouldn't rule out the Pacers, but I don't see the Pacers winning two in a row at this point. I don't see them going, if they have to go back to Oklahoma City and winning. Jalen Williams was insane. That's one of the guys, he's kind of flying under the radar all year. I mean, even though I think he was third team All-NBA, but he still kind of flew under the radar just because of all the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hype and MVP season that he had. But Jalen Williams is a pretty damn good second player. He had his best game. They are the better team. But the Pacers are just making it a lot tougher than I think most people thought it was going to be.
Well, I do wonder if you're getting a similar situation to the Celtics a year ago. Celtics were a dominant team. OKC has more wins. Celtics were dominant scoring differential. OKC, better scoring differential. But are we sure SGA is the finals MVP? Is he gonna get it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Williams has been awesome.
Williams has been really good. And I was kind of a Williams doubter until the Western Conference final. I didn't really believe in him until the Western Conference final. He's been really good. But so, I bet SGA wins it.
Shai shot 9 for 21 last night, but he had 14 free throws.
If he doesn't win
so
it.
So right now, just the series.
Yeah.
Because it's not like the Conn Smythe. It's just the finals.
It's just for the finals, correct.
Shai's Gilgeous-Alexander is averaging 32.4 points. Williams, even with the 40-point game, is 25.8.
Right. But SGA does it on like a bazillion shots.
Yeah. He takes a lot of shots. So does Williams. He takes 4.5 more shots than Williams.
That's a lot, but honestly, I might have thought that gap was even bigger. You're right.
And, you know, the assists are actually pretty close. Alexander has the lead on assists and way more steals, way more blocks. Williams has a little bit more on the rebounding end. So I think he's going to win it because anything close is
the only reason
to
I bring
player.
It up.
No, because it happened last year.
Yeah, if SGA, isn't finals MVP, he's league MVP. So I think that carries a lot of weight, but if he's not finals MVP, we'll have some questions about his ability to take over these games.
Although it
and
is
win
funny,
like that.
When he missed that shot in game one, it wasn't really like harped on, you know, like it was sort of more what a play by Halliburton and like what a win by the Pacers.
True. That's true. Yeah.
You know, unless so.
He was let off the hook for the miss because Halliburton's shot was such a, I guess it shouldn't have been stunning, but it was, we focused more on that for
but
sure.
But like Tatum, and Tatum's not alone. Like I think Tatum, LeBron, a couple other guys that might have been more like, oh, they missed that shot on that end, and not Halliburton stuck that shot. Like, so I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I don't know if it's because the team that he's on, perhaps, or whatever, like he's not going to get as scrutinized, but it does look like he's going to win anyway.
Yeah. All I know is if he doesn't win finals MVP, I'll hold that against him to some degree. Again, he's league MVP, which Tatum has never really even sniffed, but I'll hold that against him on some level. Let's see if he actually wins it. It feels like the Thunder are about to get crowned. Meanwhile, Jake Fisher, where is he now? Is he with Mark Stein? His newsletter? He used to be at Yahoo.
The Steinline?
Yes. Jake Fisher reported that the Suns are making calls on Kristaps Porzingis.
Great. Great. I think it's inevitable that either Porzingis or Holiday are going to be gone. And also, it seems like there's a scenario where they're both gone. Right? And, like, I mean, you're really saving money at that point. But I don't know. I would be curious to see what he gets. If he can prove that he's healthy this summer, he's playing in that like FIBA tournament or whatever. So if he shows that he's not still dealing with that ailment and he's like sick all the time and tired all the time or whatever, then maybe you'll be able to get something for him. Plus, a team can take a shot on him and say, if it doesn't work, it's an expiring deal.
Right.
Right. So it's not like you're committed $100 million to him.
Do you think the Bane contract?
You merely adopted the dark.
Desmond Bane?
I was born in it.
Yeah, he went for a ton. It reminded me of Mikal Bridges because I like Bane a lot. We would actually talk about Bane every once in a while. He would be like the top performer of the night.
Yep.
He was at one point the most underrated player in the league. Now, I don't know, maybe he's properly rated, but then he gets traded for that. You're like, holy smokes. So maybe, maybe Holiday and Porzingis do have a little bit more
value.
Do
you hold out hope that you can get more value for guys like that? Or where I would go with it, that would be the reason to trade Derek White. If Desmond Bane is going to get that kind of return and you really value a bunch of high draft picks, White would be your avenue to get that.
So I don't.
I don't have much appetite for that either, but if you look at it and go, man, how do we get a deal like the Desmond Bane deal or the Mikal Bridges deal?
Yeah.
You do it by trading Derek White.
Well, this is, and not to get morbid, but like if Tatum had like a career-ending injury, then yeah, I'm trading White for a million picks and we're starting over. But I still am operating under Tatum's going to be back in 2 years, and I want Brown and White to be on the team with Tatum when he returns.
Agreed.
So like those four first-round picks don't really do it for me like they clearly, I guess, do for Memphis.
617-779-7937. How about our buddy JP in North Providence? What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, quick trade thought before my Devis question. Jones, you forgot the most impactful trade since Babe Ruth. 2021, Jackie Bradley Jr. to Milwaukee.
Good one. Good one.
I heard you almost retired from broadcasting. They had to go back and get him to keep you in the booth, Jones.
I know. I did kind of miss him once he was gone. I didn't realize how good I had it until he left. And then I said, you know what? Kind of missed the guy. You have a Devers point as well, JP?
Yeah, if I'm Bregman, deep down inside, aren't I PO'd that my protection, the one guy that teams have to pitch around me to get to, or vice versa, he's got no protection. If I'm playing the Red Sox the rest of the year, Bregman's not seeing anything he can hit. So if I'm him, I am not happy. He may not admit it, but I'm not happy.
Yeah, he's got $40 million to be happy, but I get that. Does Bregman look at it and go, man, I lost some lineup protection? Probably.
Yeah, but Devers
does he also look at
it in front of him anyway?
Well, that's true.
I don't know, it helps the lineup overall, and hopefully he's on base and pitchers pitch you differently. But I'm just saying, like, it's not like
you got ducks on the pond if they're walking him.
Yeah, I guess.
Right, maybe it's not necessarily his lineup protection, but more help in the lineup. And fine, maybe Bregman does look at it like that. But I bet, and I don't know, just be a wager, I bet he's happy that Devers is gone. And I bet whatever help he brings to the offense and, you know, RBI opportunities he would give to Bregman when Bregman comes back, I think Bregman would take the trade-off of subtracting him from the clubhouse because he's been a problem in the clubhouse. But again, that's just a guess. I don't know that.
I don't think any of the guys that are new to the team this year are really going to lose any sleep over it because they're probably surprised. They probably got here and they're like, wait a minute, what? Like, everybody moves positions nowadays. Everybody does what's best for the team. And they don't have, like, a years-long connection with the guy. You know, they've played half a season with him. Not even half a season. So they're probably like, all right. Like, I know, like, they probably all recognize, yeah, he's a good hitter, but I think they're ready to move on. It'll be somebody else's chance, and they'll go from there.
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. We'll get back to the Zoom call last night with Breslow and Sam Kennedy. A Soxplanation, as a wise man
finally
once put it. We'll also get into how much of a dysfunctional mess the Red Sox are. That's next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.